Sir George Cayley. Sir George Cayley is believed to have been born at Paradise House near St Mary's Church, Scarborough, although St Nicholas Street has also been claimed. He had a good scientific education and inherited his family's estate at Brompton near Scarborough. He was a founding member of the Scarborough Philosophical Society and became an MP for Scarborough in 1832. He was an engineer, inventor and aviator, and is one of the most important people in the history of aeronautics. Many consider him to be the first true scientific aerial investigator and the first person to understand the underlying principles and forces on a potential flying machine, having undertaken that work in the early 1800s. Today, George Cayley is known as the father of aeronautics. He abandoned older theories of flight, based on copying birds with flapping wings, in favour of building a machine which created thrust with separate curved wings and a tail to create lift. A flight test of his glider in 1853 in Brompton, manned by his nearly 80-year-old coachman, became the first fixed-winged aircraft to travel 900 feet across Brompton Dale. After surviving the crash landing, the coachman told Cayley, "I wish to give notice. I was hired to drive and not to fly." Sir Richard Branson replicated the flight on his 150th anniversary. Wilbur Wright, who alongside his brother Orville, achieved the first powered flight in 1909, said that about 100 years ago, an Englishman, Sir George Cayley, carried the science of flying to a point which had never been reached before and which it scarcely reached again during the last century. As an inventor, Cayley did not only experiment with flight. He built an artificial hand for the son of one of his tenants, invented tension-spoked wheels in 1808, a universal railway, forerunner of caterpillar tracks, and designed a gunpowder engine which was intended to power his flying machines.